Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. This is God's house, the house He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. This morning, our text comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. And I invite you to follow along in your Bible. If you don't have one, there's one, should be one in the pew rack in front of you as I read Genesis 5, 21 through 24. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. Paul admonishes us in the book of Romans that we are to give honor to whom honor is due. And sometimes we wait until a person is deceased before we honor them. And it's too late then for them to appreciate our appreciation. And this same fact is often true when it comes to honoring veterans of the armed services. Unfortunately, war is a killing field, and sometimes our men and women do not come back so that we may honor them, and we pay tribute to them after they are deceased. But unfortunately, most veterans are not honored until they are deceased. Well, Wednesday, November the 11th, is Veterans Day. It's a day set aside by an act of Congress to honor those veterans of our armed services. It is a federal holiday, and it is a state holiday in every state of the Union. And today, we want to honor our armed service veterans. So I'll ask all veterans, will you please stand? Thank each and every one of you for serving our country. God bless you. We truly, truly appreciate it. And today I want to talk about another type of veteran, the veteran in God's army. And all of us who are believers are on active duty in God's army, whether we realize it or not. And we shall examine one veteran of faith today, Enoch, and review four aspects of Enoch's service to God. First, Enoch's enlistment into God's army is set forth in the first two verses of our text. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah, and after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Well, what can you say about being a father? You who are fathers know that it is a very responsible position, or at least it should be in each and every man's life. And most men begin to realize this responsibility as soon as they learn they are to become a father. Even before a child is born, most men feel that responsibility. And those two verses I just repeated from our text indicate that Enoch did not begin to walk with God until he became a father. Unfortunately, many, many men today do not develop a relationship with God until after they become a father. Certainly, we are delighted that they do develop that relationship, but it's only after that fatherhood that makes them more responsible and more spiritual in their thinking. And from a reading of our text, I do not think it's unreasonable to assume that Enoch joined God's army after he was 65 years old. Apparently, he realized his need for a relationship with God only after he reached this point in his life. And often so many people do not develop a relationship with God until well past the age of 65. Quite often it's upon their deathbed, or it's the result of a loved one close to them on their deathbed that people finally develop a relationship with God. But I urge you here today, do not wait to join God's army. Do not spend your life, quote, doing your thing, quote, and then decide to develop a relationship at 60 or 70 or 80 years of age. To wait that long to accept God's gift of salvation, you are playing Russian roulette with your eternal life. You're rolling the dice, so to speak, that you'll live long enough to finally come around and develop a relationship with God and accept His grace and His gift of salvation. But we know, personally, many people who thought tomorrow was guaranteed, but it was not. So I urge you, please don't wait any longer than today to accept Jesus as your Savior and to join God's army. If you believe Jesus is the Christ, if you believe He is the Messiah, if you believe He is the Savior of the world and you want Him to save you, let Him do it now. Don't make an appointment with Him in the future and say, Jesus, come Christmas, I'm going to accept your gift. Come next year, New Year's Day. Come next Easter. Come my birthday next year. That's nothing but making an excuse, and we all do that. We all find reasons to put off many things, but do not put off accepting Christ as your Savior. The sooner we join God's army, the happier and more content we shall be. Enoch was, after he joined God's army, he was a true, true soldier. All of us enjoy activities to which we are devoted. Most of them are sports: golf, basketball, football, baseball, boating, racing. Many of us enjoy crafts. Shopping is high on the list. And all too often, these pursuits take priority over serving God. But Enoch let nothing take priority over his responsibility once he joined God's army. He devoted his entire life to serving the Lord. As Scripture teaches us that Enoch walked with God. And the question becomes for us today, with whom do we walk? Where do we walk? On which side of the sidewalk, on which side of the road do we walk? Do we walk with the Lord, or do we walk with Satan? Do we try to split it down the middle and keep one foot on one side and one on the other? How often have we tried to do that? Or we've been very religious in following God in certain aspects of our life, but we didn't want to give up those other aspects that were tainted with sin, so we kind of pushed those in a separate cubicle and pretended to ourselves that they were not important, that God really didn't care if we did this so long as we followed Him and served Him faithfully in other areas of our life. Enoch walked with God constantly. There was constant communion between Enoch and God. Their relationship was one of best friends and loving friends. And Enoch enjoyed that relationship and benefited from it. And the question is, how devoted are you to God? If you joined His army, are you serving Him as the number one priority in your life? A deacon asked Campbell Morgan's grandson. Now, Campbell Morgan was a very well-known evangelist in the early 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s. And he had four sons, and they all went into the ministry. And one day a deacon asked one of his grandsons if he intended to become a preacher like his grandfather and father and uncles. And the little boy answered, "No, sir, I'm going to work." Now, I realize a lot of you think that pastors don't work, that preaching is not work. We have an hour on Sunday, and that's it. But yet, a veteran of the faith, Enoch, was a worker. He was a prophet of God, and he was a preacher of God's message. Listen to what Jude had to say about Enoch. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men. Quote, "See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken about Him." This is the message. Enoch was preaching against sin, and he was preaching God's judgment. He was telling them back from the very beginning, telling the people that sin would bring them eternal death. He was telling them that God would judge them for their ungodly ways, for their ungodly words, and that the price would have to be paid. So the question becomes, Enoch is doing his duty. He's joined God's army. He's devoted to God as a soldier in His army. And he's doing the duty that God asked him to do. And I ask you today, have you discovered your duty for God? Have you found out how God wants you to serve in His army? And if you do not try out different tasks by which to serve God, you will never know what you can do to serve God. You'll never know in what capacity He wants you to serve. But be assured, however, that God wants you to serve in some capacity. But you, after you join His army, must take on responsibilities and find out what He wants you to do. And I assure you, if you will take on these jobs, He will lead you in the direction that He wants your life to go. There was a client of an accounting firm who sent flowers to the firm when it moved to a new building. a mix-up occurred at the flower shop, and the card sent to the accounting firm said, "With my deepest sympathy." Well, the florist was very upset about that and apologized profusely. He was embarrassed, but he was even more embarrassed when he realized the card sent on the arrangement to a funeral home in memory of a deceased person said, "Congratulations on your new location." You can imagine how that would tend to embarrass you if you had sent that card. Well, after joining God's army, after devoting himself to serving God, and after fulfilling the duty that God asked him to do, Enoch received a new location. After 365 years, he received a new location. Yet he did not receive it in the manner that we will receive it. Genesis 5:24 of our text states, "Enoch walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away." Now, does this scripture mean what we think it means? Does it mean that Enoch did not die? Absolutely, it means that. And this is confirmed later in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5. "By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away." Wow. You're probably thinking, what a lucky guy. Well, let me assure you, luck had nothing to do with it. Enoch left this planet the way he did because he was a righteous man, because he walked with God on a daily basis, because he was in constant communion with God, because he loved God and put him first in his life and served him in the capacity that God called him to serve. Certainly, Enoch's relationship with God had an influence on how God took him to be home with him. How God allowed him to leave this earth without experiencing death and having eternal life in heaven. Enoch lived a life that pleased God. Now, I'm not up here trying to convince you that if you live a life, if you join God's army, if you put God first on your priority list, if you do the duties that God asks you to, that you will be raptured up, that you will not experience death. I'm not trying to convince you that you may be raptured up because Jesus may come this afternoon. But I am trying to tell you that if you live a life in God's army of service to Him and following the request that He makes of your life, then you will have eternal life. You will be with God. You will be with Enoch and Abraham and Moses and all the great saints in the history of Christianity. But since we all shall die, it is important for us to remember that the most important fact about death is preparation. Think about that. The most important fact about death is preparation. How does a person prepare properly for death? Well, we can get the prepaid funeral service. We can go to the funeral home and arrange all that, pay for all that, and pick out the casket, or direct that we be cremated, and take the burden off of our loved ones, and all of that. But you really aren't preparing for death the way you should. We prepare for death through belief in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's that simple. If we do that, then we shall have eternal life. Because no matter how we expire, no matter what the cause of our demise, it can be unfortunately a tragic accident, a wreck. It can be serene as going to sleep and God calling us home and we never wake up again on this planet. But regardless of how we are called, if we do not believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we shall not spend eternity with Him in heaven. Even though Enoch is long gone, he still is speaking to us today. There's not much in the Scriptures about him, yet the information concerning him is very powerful. He became a recruit in God's army. He joined God's army when he became a father, and he walked constantly with God and did his duty. And God took him home without the experience of death. So when we leave this world, how will we be remembered? Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what is done for Christ will last. Have you been a veteran in God's army? Did you give God priority in your life, and do you still give Him priority today? Did you attempt to learn the task that God wishes you to perform? Did you ask Him? Do you speak to Him and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want to serve you. Do you want me to teach Sunday school? Do you want me to go out into the community and witness on the street corners? How do you want me to serve you, Lord? And are you prepared for your demise? Have you made the proper preparations? If you have not, we invite you to come this morning and accept that gift of salvation from Jesus and have that eternal life with Him and know that regardless of how you leave this planet, you will end up in heaven for eternity among all the saints, sitting at the throne of God and basking in His glory.